Hi, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Priscilla. Today's topic is height all in our genes? Do you feel unsatisfied with your height? Do you want to be taller or shorter? Is height only determined by genes, or is there any other way to actually help us become taller? Watch today's video if you're interested in this topic. Now let's read our sentence today. In 2007, scientists compared height and DNA between more than 11,000 pairs of siblings and found that, across humans, 86% of height variation can be explained by genetics. As traits go, this is very high. For comparison, genetics only explains about 26% of left-handedness. Now, let's read the sentence one more time, this time a bit slower. In 2007, scientists compared height and DNA between more than 11,000 pairs of siblings and found that, across humans, 86% of height variation can be explained by genetics. As traits go, this is very high. For comparison, genetics only explains about 26% of left-handedness. Now, let's look at our vocabularies today. Our first word is compare. Compare 是动词比较、对照的意思。那例句会是 If you need to compare with other people to be happy, that means you actually feel inferior. 如果你需要借由和他人比较来变快乐，那表示你其实是觉得自卑的。那我们可以注意到这句话里面我们讲到 inferior. Inferior 是自卑的的意思。那和它相反的字是 superior. Superior 是你觉得是有优越感的，你觉得你比别人优秀，所以是 superior, inferior. 那这两个字也各自有它们的名词，是 inferiority 跟 superiority。 那另一个和 compare 相关或相似的字是 contrast. Contrast 是形成对照的意思，那也是动词。那 contrast 这个字呢，有常常搭配的介系词就是 with, contrast with, 跟 compare 一样， compare 是 compare with something, compare with somebody. 那 contrast 也是一样， contrast with somebody or contrast with something. 那像我们的例句就是 The results of today's test contrast sharply with the one done a year ago. 意思是今天测验的结果和一年前的结果形成鲜明的对比。那这个例句里面就是把今天测验结果跟一年前的测验结果来比对。The result of today's test contrast with the result of the one done a year ago. 就是用 something contrast with something. 那另外呢，如果你要讲说是很鲜明的对比，很大的对比，就可以用 contrast sharply with 什么东西。那 contrast 也可以当名词用，就是 in contrast 逗号怎么样怎么样，就是当一个副词一样的用法。 in contrast 作为对比怎么样怎么样。那这个作为对比，如果你要说作为很鲜明的对比要怎么讲呢，就是 in stark contrast， 就是也是做造成一个鲜明对比，会用 in stark contrast。 那这边就是contrast 当名词用，然后 in contrast 当成副词的用法。那如果你要用动词的话，就直接用我们今天介绍的 contrast with 这样来对比就好了。 OK， 那我们下一组单字是 pair。 pair 是名词，一对、一双的意思。那例句会是 Mom bought me a pair of shoes for Christmas。妈妈买了一双鞋给我当圣诞礼物。那这个 pair 呢，也可以当作动词来使用，就是使成对、使配对的意思。那例句会是 I don't want to pair with him. He's always lazy and irresponsible. 不想跟他一对，他老是很懒惰又不负责。那这边就是跟谁谁谁一对，就是 pair with somebody. 好，那下一组单字是Sibling. Sibling 是名词，兄弟姐妹的意思。那例句会是 I don't have any siblings, so I felt kind of lonely in childhood. 我没有兄弟姐妹，所以我小时候有点孤单。那这个例句里面想要跟大家补充的是 lonely 这个字跟 alone 有什么不一样。也许大家很清楚， 那没关系，再听一次。Lonely 这个字是孤单的意思，但 alone 这个字是独自一人的意思，都有这个 lone。但是 lonely 会有孤单的感觉，但 alone 就只是讲说你独自一人，你不会感，你没有感到孤单，你是用 alone。我一个人吃饭 ，I eat alone， 但我没有觉得孤单，所以用 alone 来形容。但是如果你要说你 lonely 的话，就是 I feel lonely at night， 我晚上觉得孤单。I feel lonely when I'm alone， 我一个人的时候觉得孤单。所以这两个字虽然长得有点像，然后意思也有一点点重叠，但是是不同的东西，所以在用的时候要小心。好，那我们下一组单字是 variation。 Variation 是名词，变化变动的意思。那例句会是 The test shows some variations in students' ability to deal with emotional problems。 这些测验显示了学生处理情绪问题的能力有所变化。那 show some variations in something 就是什么东西显示了什么变化，什么东西的变化。那另外 emotional problems 就是情绪问题。那另一个和 variation 相关的字是 various。 various 是形容词，不同的，各种各样的。那例句会是 managing relationships is quite difficult because we will encounter various problems in the relationship。经营关系蛮困难的，因为我们会碰上各种各样的问题。那这个 various 跟 many 有什么不一样呢？ various 会强调你有各种不同的问题，那 many problems 可能就只是讲说你有很多问题，但没有强调你的多元性。好，那下一个单字是 genetics。 genetics 是名词，用作遗传学的意思。那例句会是 for teamGenetics is the most interesting and intriguing subject. 对题目来说，遗传学是最有趣而引人入胜的学科。那 intriguing 这个字呢，就是你除了感到有趣之外，你还会被它所吸引，所以中文翻成引人入胜。好，那我们最后一组单字，最后一个单字是 trait。 trait 是名词，特征、特点的意思。那例句会是 He is really likablePersonality traits, which made him very popular. 他有非常讨喜的人格特点，这也让他非常受欢迎。所以这边可以注意到，人格特点是 personality traits. Likeable 就是讨喜的意思。Okay, that's it for today. Hope you enjoy the show and have a wonderful day. Today's question is, are you satisfied with your height? Please feel free to share your answer and leave a comment below. See you next time, VoiceTubers!